You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, and welcome from Podimo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Frankie Bridge.
And I'm Cece Coleman.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes, and you're immediately on the phone with your best friend.
Once he's gone to the toilet, I like message all my friendship groups, just sort of being like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what's just happened to me. I've literally just...
Which is the first thing that everyone would do. Yeah. He's gone to the bathroom doing the singing.
In this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief.
We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre, and heartwarming date stories.
Cece and I haven't met our daters before, and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you.
This is the first ever First Dates podcast. I mean, it took them long enough. I am buzzing. I know. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Like, I'm so excited. I feel like there's so many good stories to be heard.
Yes.
Like, we've seen it so many times on the show.
Yes.
You know, the good, the bad, the ugly dates.
Oh, we've had them all.
We've had them all. And we always want to know how they turn out.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like on the podcast, we get to hear people's stories and we get to hear the endings.
Yeah, exactly. I think what is lovely about it is we see this journey, and what I always get from the show is that there is someone out there for everybody. Just when you've got to the point where hope is lost and you can feel really disheartened a lot of the time in the dating world, but we put people together and we've had so many success stories. We've had babies, marriages, you know, we've had it all, haven't we? And it really just, it makes, especially for someone like me who's single, I'm still single, you know, it gives me hope that there is someone out there for me.
Do you feel like, I don't know, do you feel like you've learned much from working on the show, seeing people in those like vulnerable date positions?
Yeah, I actually didn't realize we are in our 10th anniversary. So we have been on for 10 years, which just blows my mind. And you'd think you would have seen it all because of how long we've done it for, but we haven't. Like, there's always something fresh. Someone's story is always unique to them.
Yeah.
We have two amazing guests today, Becca and Abby.
Would you like a drink, girls? Help yourself. Shall we have a cheers?
Let's
have a cheers.
Cheers. Good old-fashioned glass of water. Cheers. We know how to treat our guests.
So before we get started, we're going to do a couple of quick fire questions. So question number one is, we're going to go with you, Becca, first. What's a green flag that you look for in a partner?
They've got to have a sister.
They've got to have a sister.
Interesting.
I do always think you can really tell a guy that has grown up with girls.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I say that's true.
So I'd say that's a really good one.
That is really good. But if he doesn't have sisters and he's perfect, like, what do you do?
He's not perfect. He didn't have a sister.
I just feel like
all these lovely men out there without sisters. What about a stepsister? Does that count?
Don't know.
I'm not coming across that one.
I don't know. I feel like there's something about, you know, they've seen their sister, like, I don't know, first thing, like, got out of bed, come down to breakfast, like, bed hair, bad breath, like, not done for the day, you know, like, not that they should ever be looking at their sister being like, you look good today, but like, you know, like, at least like,
oh, see, I always thought of it from like the sense of like, they understand a woman more. Like,
they've
been around them, been around periods, hormones, when they've broken up with a guy, when they've got rubbish boyfriends around, like, I feel like they know,
how to treat
a woman more.
But then I feel like with that, you've also got like the other scale, we've got like the mummy's boys. Which is also they've been around women, but too much. Like, there's something wrong there.
There's a real
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking for someone who's an orphan with a sister. It's like my ideal.
That is perfect.
And if you're out there, let us know.
What about you, Abby? What is your green flag?
My green flag is probably just good communication, because I feel like, sorry, that's not as fun. But I feel like I've had so many people. That sounds awful. I've not been on that many days, actually. Sorry.
That's fine.
We don't judge you. You crack on.
Sounds like I'm just racking him up one day a week. Yeah. I think good communication, because I've had such like negative experiences. Like, you know, you've seen the double ticks on. They've absolutely read it. They're just pirating you off. And okay. I find that just so
you mean communication rude. Within like replying to messages and phone calls, like not in person, like being
Oh, that's
openly,
really important
like,
too.
Okay.
And they've got to have good
crack. You hate it when they're like, oh yeah, sorry, like when they can like, close it up and they're just like, yeah, I'm just not really looking for anything right now. And they're like, yeah, they've communicated, they're done, but like, oh, like they've just like pied that off to like 10 people that night.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, start getting fresh next month.
Like, yeah, good communications. Good.
Okay, so communication and sisters, got this. Fine.
So we've done the nice bit. What's your specific ick? Like, do you have like, Becca, do you have like a real strong ick?
Yeah, I feel like...
I mean, I'm not surprised by that. I imagine you've got
promise,
a few.
No, I think like, I don't know. It's more of like, I guess it's like a get over them. Or like, you know, when like they're already like, oh, wow, they're perfect. And then you put them in this situation and be like, no, they are human. Picturing them like going to a concert that they're like really into and they're at the front in the mosh pit.
Oh my God, that's like my dream man.
No,
I love him.
But why is he jumping? And like, why is he like...
Because it's fun, Becca.
No, but he's got like, someone's just poured beer over him, like from a cup from afar.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
Like he's just, his head's in some big guy's armpit. You're not enjoying the set. Like...
I thought you were going to say the sex.
Though. I know, it's like, we've gone from
I wouldn't enjoy it if I was in some big guy's armpit, to be fair.
Wow, that is so...
To be fair, right, I went in hard on you there quite pretty quick because I loved a mosh pit and I liked a guy that liked
I feel
kind of
like when you're like
you get
16,
to a certain age and there is like there's piss being thrown around, they're sweating, they're probably peeing into bottles, they're like bumping into people, it's not hot. When they come back out, they're all like sweaty and like ripped up.
Yeah. And grim. Yeah. And also like they've either got there super early, like, do not tell me that you've been camping out. No.
That is really
Or they've
that
been
that
wondering like the conga line through everyone, be like, oh, sorry, my friends. Your friends are not down there. You're just in my way.
I have nothing to add to this. I do not even know if I've experienced this. It sort of sounds fun, but the way you're describing it as well, I'm a bit nervous. But like, you jumping, dancing, right? Like to
well, people
like,
kind of, everyone's like pushing it. Everyone
well,
back.
Like, when you jump, like
it's embarrassing.
They're all just jumping.
Yeah. No, but it's not like where everyone goes like everybody jump. It's everyone's pushing back, and it's like, is it going to be like a dance off in the middle, and everyone just like streams in and jumps on top? I don't know.
Okay,
sort
got
of like
it.
It's giving like
you guys
salmon.
Have never ever like. We're obviously never emos, okay? And like,
no.
So I'm going to stand here and be the one of the emos. It's all part for them. I just tell you, it's good fun, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you're young.
Yeah. We grow up. Right.
Okay, when
I'm
you're
stand
young.
Up for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
On my own. Let's move on.
Sorry, it's touching nerve.
What about you?
Nothing like really sends a shiver down my spine more than the thought of a man getting into a bath. It just makes me feel sick.
Oh my goodness me. Oh my God. These poor guys. They're like, can't have baths, can't dance. Right. Talk us through this bath.
It's like, just the thought of like, okay, one naked man, kind of weird anyway. They've just taken all the clothes. So I'm not saying they're, you know what I mean? They're just like, they're there, but they're kind of like vulnerable, I guess, when they're getting into the bath. They've thought of them like dipping a toe in and be like, oh, that's too hot. Oh, horrible. Makes me sick.
Floating penis isn't
the
one. I do worry
either.
About it.
I do not know. Like, you two are great. I can't believe the answers you're giving. I just could not even fathom these. I'd be like, what's an ick? Oh, you know, he like, I don't know, like turned up late or something. Like maybe that's an ick. Like, but you're like toe dipping in baths. Like this is...
To be fair though, like with a bath, like have they got something in it? I don't know what's
like bubbles.
Worse.
Yes.
Is that worse?
Do men have bubbles in their bath?
To be fair, I would say it's a nick, but my husband, literally, we were working from home the other day and the girl's like, where are you going? He was like, I'm off for a bubble bath. I was like, a bubble bath? Why are you calling it a bubble
bath? Keep
some
things private.
Yeah, no.
I honestly, right, okay. I can't wait to hear your stories now after this. Okay, Becca, tell us your dating story. Where were you in your life? What was going on? Tell us all the details.
Okay, so first year I had a boyfriend, like long distance, sort of like UCAS did send me that email being like, oh, if you're going to uni, make sure you're single. And I was like, no, this is, I'm going to get married. Like, leave me alone, UCAS.
He's the one.
Yeah, was not the one. So came like starting second year, freshly single. And I was just like, the world is my oyster, you know, this is uni. There's like hundreds of boys. Yeah, like I'm in a club. I'm just like looking around. Like I'm sort of like, everyone's like, oh, we're going on the pool. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Cause like, I also just want to have fun. You know, you don't want to go out and be like, mm-hmm. there's an aim. Yeah.
Did you want like, were you thinking like, do you have a type? Was you thinking still of your ex and thinking, right, I still want that same kind of person? Or was you like, I'm going to go for something different?
Yeah, I was completely opposite. I was just like, my ex was blonde. I was like, no, let's go brunette. I was like, everyone talks about this tall, dark and handsome. Let's give it a try. Mm-hmm. You know, like
let's
that.
See what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. For a reason.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, in this club, bumped into this guy, like literally on the way to the bar, like actually bumped into him. And I was just like, wow. Like saw him. It was sort of like, you know, like West Side Story, everyone's partying. It's just like, the light is coming out of his ears. I'm just sort of like, whoa, God.
out of his ears.
Like, I've never like had a halo before, type right? thing.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
okay.
Also, like, I'm a little
you
bit drunk.
You know where halos sit, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. Like a headband. Yeah.
So you bumped into him. What can we call him? Like, obviously, we can't reveal his name. What nickname can we give him?
God. No, not God.
Oh, no.
No.
Maybe.
What's the guy called on my side story?
Tony.
Okay,
let's call him Tony. So, you've bumped into Tony.
Bumped into Tony.
Yeah.
We've like exchanged like a little bit of conversation. He's obviously like stopped and talked to me as well. It's not that awkward moment where you pause and then he carries on. You're like, oh, didn't even notice me. So I was just like, oh, okay, well, this is actually maybe something. We've like been like, oh, well, I'll catch you in a bit. Like he's like 6 foot something. I'm like, I'll definitely see him. Like everyone here is pretty short.
Auntie.
Yeah, so like gone to the bar. Then I met up with my friend and he's just like, oh, like, you've met someone, like, so nice, like, where is he? I point him out, they know each other on the same sports team. I'm just like, the wedding's shaping up. Like, everyone's there.
Everyone knows each other, yeah, they're going to have a great time.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, I got my friend to do the work for me, kind of, like, started to set us up. So then my friend's given him my number, like, outside, like, this is a new day. And so I've got this text, and it's just like, hey, it's Tony. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh,
it's them. Tony's
in the DM.
Yeah. Like we arranged to go out on like the next, like, it's not really like arranged to go out in terms of like just us. It's just like the next, like
I'm gonna
night.
Be out,
it's,
you're
like,
gonna be out.
Yeah, like the sports night, like Wednesday night. I'm just like, yeah, I'll be there. Like, make sure you go at the same club more than like meeting up at a restaurant type vibe. Everything's great. He still looks good. You know, like his WhatsApp pic didn't lie. Like I'm still like, oh, it wasn't like too like beer goggle situation. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that happens is there when you're just like, it's they were so fit last night. And then you look at them and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, never mind that. Be like, yeah, be like blame all your friends. Like, oh, you give me too many shots. Like, sorry. But yeah, so no, everything's fine. I'm just like, okay, this is good. He's a little bit older as well, which I'm always just a bit like, that should be more mature, whatever. So yeah, like everything's going well. We've had a bit of a chat in like the very romantic smoking area.
Has he got sisters? Do we know if he's got sisters yet?
To be fair, like I really think I should have checked.
First
there we go. Yeah, error 101.
You're like, oh yeah, so tell me about your sister. First question.
I haven't got any step aside. Yeah. Next.
Whoops.
So you're out on the night out, second time you've seen him. Still hot.
Still going well, yeah. And I'm just like, you know what, like, top of the hill, that's my house, you know, let's go back there. It's also like, to be honest, we're in Durham, so like the clubs are shutting early. It's a bit of like a small old town. It's not that lively. So yeah, we've gone back to mine. I was like, I'm going to uni now. Like I moved in with a couple of like people who had boyfriends and stuff, and I was like, you know, I'll take the single bed, you know, like that's fine. I've got a nice view. That'll do me. So it's the end of the night with this guy, and I'm just kind of looking in and be like, wow, that was really nice.
Yeah. You're gonna go now?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, so you know, Durham's small. You can get places. He's tall. We can get there really quick. So he's just like, is it all right if I stay? And I'm like, looking at him, looking at the bed, just being like, yeah, I guess. Like,
it's nothing worse than sharing a single bed.
It's bad, right? It's embarrassing.
And he's very long, isn't he? Like, how's he, you know, he's surely his leg coming off the end.
Yeah, like, I'm like, do you not Cotton have, tail. Like, a king bed at home or something you'd rather be going to?
Yeah.
I was like, lovely that you want my company, but let's not. But anyway, then he's just like, oh, can I just use your bathroom? I'm like, yeah, sure, we can at least start there. And then I hear him brushing his teeth. And I'm just like,
not with your toothbrush.
Well, this is the fear.
Whoa.
And so I go in there.
What?
Not my toothbrush. His own that he brought with him to the club.
Oh, he came
and subsequently to like in his pocket.
In his pocket.
Yeah.
I should put them like with his toothbrush cases.
Oh my God. Part of me is like, I think it's really really presumptuous. But also I'm like, is he that worried about his dental hygiene that like he can't go one night on a night out and like not go home and
I slightly rate him. I slightly rate him.
Like, he's not in your bathroom. Worse. That's why you rate him. Like he's not
the audacity of that man.
So what did you say to him?
I feel like much better that like just be like, do you have a spare toothbrush? Because you know, maybe I do.
But you didn't need to because he had his own.
Yeah.
He had his own.
Did you not acknowledge it? Was you not like, oh.
But I was just a bit like, oh, you have a toothbrush? And he was just like, yeah. And that was kind of, I didn't really know where to go from. I feel really like, he's just owned it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so he's confident.
Yeah. And like you say, like it could have been worse. Could have been my toothbrush. Yeah. So half win.
We're grateful right now.
Yeah. and then get into my bed. I'm honestly like smushed up against the wall sort of thing. Like we've not even like gone proper like spoon situation at this point. You know, it's a bit like, I'm kind of shifting like what's going to work here. Do we top and tail? I don't really know. And then he's just like, oh, do you mind if I just like put something on to help me go to sleep? And I was just like it's not that noisy. But sure. Like thinking maybe, I don't know, like dolphin sounds or something. I don't know. What's that? Many people do.
Meditation.
And a bit of Mozart. I'm not sure what we're going for here. And then he pops on the Harry Potter audiobook.
No.
This
yeah.
fucking
child.
Guy.
Yeah.
After you were just saying he was such a man as well.
Yeah, he's so manly.
Please, this is not someone that's got sisters. Like, I'm just not. Please, yeah. That's and then so I'm just there. I'm just like, hang on, like sports guy, bit of like a laugh. You know, he must be like, maybe his friends be like, oh, next time you bring like, I don't know, like a dare or something. Maybe he's like forfeit. I don't know. Maybe he's like really bad at his sport. I don't know. And so I'm just there like, oh, good one. Like, let's turn it off, you know. Like, it's not even at the start. Like, we're, like, halfway through a book, you know.
I was going to say, that's kind of rude, isn't it? You're not going to start your chapter together now.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yes. Let me get involved. Point. That's also, fucking rude.
I'm not, like, a
forget
huge
forget what
Harry
the audiobook
fan.
Is. No, me neither. He's gone halfway through. It's like watching a movie. Like, oh, do you mind if I just watch halfway through? Because I've already watched the start.
No.
Fucking rude.
We started together.
Yeah. Where is the audiobook, Attica? Where?
Exactly. Thank you. But also, yeah, also we're in Durham. And it's like, that's where they film some Harry Potter stuff. So I'm just like, I feel like it's
I don't think that really.
I thought it was like
relevant.
No, like I thought it was like a dare, you know. So I'm just there, like, oh, funny, like, let's call it quits here, let's cut that. And then he's just gone. You made me miss that and rewind it.
Please, Tam, he's joking.
Little bastard.
Please, Tam, he's joking.
Yeah, can you imagine in my own bed, my own little squished up bed,
single bed.
The audacity. Am I right? Like, please.
What did you do? Just like roll over and just like thought, well, I can't wait for the morning.
Yeah, I think I was just like, let me be gone. Like, let me sleep.
Let me be gone.
Ooh, he's kind of got the control here in a really weird way.
In a weird way.
Weird way. Like, what do you say? Is it, I'd be like, okay, then I'll just listen.
Exactly. I don't know what to do. I was
you're
like,
together for a while before like you broach the like, I need to listen to something for when I go to sleep.
Especially something a bit like... In, I don't know, it's intense, you know, you can't chat over that, apparently.
Well, no, we can't. You're not allowed. No.
Was this his, like, foreplay? Was this part of his, like, warm-up?
That'd already happened, this babe.
Was... Round two?
Doesn't really work for me. It doesn't get me going. I'm sorry.
Maybe Harry Potter they do. I don't really know.
No. What is I don't even know the guy who says it, but his voice isn't really getting me going.
No, no. I can imagine.
Like... So then, like, okay, so you eventually fall asleep. Next day, did you just ghost him?
We're still in my bed, so I was just sort of like, "Well, do you want breakfast or anything?" Because I'm a host, you know.
I mean, you've come this far.
Yeah, like, you've got your toothbrush. You might as well get the day started. But no, he's just like, "No, I'm good, thanks," and leaves.
Never saw him again.
I did see him again.
Oh, of course she
slept with him again.
She wants to hear more of the book, obviously.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear the subscription.
I'm on premium.
The next time, did he stay in your single bed again? And did he put on his little fucking
and
Harry
it was
Potter
further
thing?
Along, so it must have been real.
So what happened the next time? Did you just accept it? You're like, oh, this is a process.
There
now.
Were
we'll
more red
shag,
flags
and
that kind of
we'll...
came up the second time, to be honest. It was second and last. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so other than Harry Potter's audiobook, what do you think could be the worst thing a date could put on before bedtime?
I feel like anything's a bit awkward, and who you know someone, no?
Definitely. I mean, I sleep with earplugs and an eye mask and a mouth guard, right? That doesn't come out for about 4 months because it looks fucking disgusting on. Like, waking up to me is just, it's awful. So I have to prep these people. I have to gently, like, it just starts with the mouth guard and then the next time the earplugs, next time eye mask, and I'm laying there all happy. But it takes a while. I think you have to, like, introduce it. He didn't introduce that.
Didn't ease you into anything.
No.
No, okay. We hadn't even, like, bonded over, you know, it wasn't like a... Oh, we're both like massive Harry Potter fans. There, it came
I feel
out
like
of the
as
blue.
Well. It's a one night stand, guys. Let's just like, do you need a full night's sleep?
Yeah.
No. You could just leave if you really
leave.
Need it. Like,
just leave if you need to go.
Please go.
Yeah,
I do
it wasn't
not
there. Just like, oh, please join me in my king size bed. Like, I'll get my butler in. Like, it wasn't exactly like the comfiest sleep for him either. Like.
Okay, let's pause things here. I think we need a moment to process. Because, yeah. Like, I am... and I need a wee. So we're going to take a second to go out and we'll be back in a minute.
I just think the girls' icks are just so specific and niche.
Right, I need to know a bit more about moshing because I have no idea. I feel like I rave and I feel like I jump, but I don't feel like I push people. Would that be about, is that like the what makes it moshing is the push?
Possibly. I also just think maybe it's the music, so it's just got a different name, but it's okay. Kind of pretty much the same thing. But yeah, they do kind of like bump into each other. I mean, I never used to do that part. I just used to kind of jump, but I did lose some hair extensions in a mosh pit before, so it does get brutal in there, guys.
Okay, and then I don't know why I'm saying the toe dipping, because I feel like I'm just watching this like big man. Like, what are your thoughts on baths?
Well, I'm married to a man that loves a bath, but I have always thought it was like a little bit strange, but I don't know why. I just think that's like a real like bad like representation of like toxic masculinity. Like, I feel like it's a woman's thing, but it's not.
Wait, do you know, I don't know why. Maybe it's just, I usually got an ick about absolutely everything, but this one, maybe it's the thought of being in the bath together. I think it's quite sensual and sexy.
Oh, it's just hot and sweaty.
But watching a guy get in, I don't think, do you know what, I might have to try this one out and actually watch.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you. And give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
Okay, so now that we've recovered from your last story, I just want more. I need more.
I need more.
We need more.
Right.
On that note.
Your turn. Please tell us all about your dating story. We want set the scene, tell us everything. When, where, how, what, who.
Okay. So I am fairly recently single. I've been single for like a year. So all of these stories are very recent for me. So I think this was
fresh.
Very fresh. I think this is in March. Literally. Very, very recent. And I was going on my first ever second date, actually. Only ever been on first dates and then been like, oh, that wasn't for me.
Really?
Yeah. Just like, I think I have this thing where I'm like, I feel that there should be a spark. Otherwise, I'm a bit like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it feels a bit more friendly. So I think I'm quite like, oh, no, maybe that didn't work. Basically, I went on a date with this guy. And then he asked me out another date. But unfortunately, I was going down to London for a week. And then he was up here and then he was away. And then so it sort of fizzled out for a bit. And then he was like, it's okay if not, but like, do you want to go on that second date? And I was like, what I said earlier, good communication. I was like, oh, do you know what? That is actually really nice. And I was like, yeah, go on then. We will go for second date. And he says to me, okay, let's get some food. Already my absolute nightmare. The thought of going for a food date just scares me.
What?
So
why?
Much.
Is it eating in front of someone?
I'm such a messy eater.
You are.
Yeah, I am. I'm just so messy. Like, once I'm in a restaurant and like people come across with the napkins, I'm like, no, I'll need more. there will need to be more napkins than that. They come up with another, I'm like, no, no, five more, please.
But it's down your front, it's on your face.
Face, it's just kind of like, I feel like I just have an odd way of eating. So I'm like, oh God, I feel like it's going to be so awkward. So I'm already kind of like a bit like apprehensive. But I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be weird and be like, sorry, I don't eat in front of people. Yeah. That would have been a bit strange. So we go meet up on this day. If you want a bit of a nickname for him, he was the postman.
The postman.
Sounds sexy already.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay. There's something weirdly sexy about being a postman. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just picturing Postman Pat. It's not really.
No, exactly. Not sexy for Becca.
So the postman.
So met up with the postman. We went to this really nice wine bar first, which was super nice. And probably I feel like I needed to like chill out from my fear of going to eat. We also were going for Indian street food as well, which I feel like is super messy.
Oh God, yeah.
I was really tempted. Not very sexy. No. I was like, really
onion bargee.
And then a snog.
Yeah. Luckily, I always bring a toothbrush with me, so I said, yeah. And so we go, we have like a couple of wines and then we head off to this place and it's really nice. Like immediately I'm over the fear of eating. He's a really nice guy. Like he's got like really nice chat. Like we're literally just chit-chatting as if we've been friends for ages, which is super nice. And then we have a bottle of wine there. And so at this point, we're quite drunk, I'd say. The Indian food has not soaked up much of the alcohol. And so after the food, nothing went wrong. I know. Wow. I feel like that's probably where it sounded like it was going, but it all went okay.
Congratulations.
I was eating so delicately. I was like, I always eat like this.
And,
one grain of rice at a time.
Love this. And so afterwards, he's like, shall we go to like another bar? Quite drunk. And I'm like, yeah, great idea. Let's definitely go to another bar. So we go across this bar. We go in. It's this really cute, like kind of like dim lights kind of bar. So there's like little candles around. Like it's quite like a romantic-y bar. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is nice. But I sat down. We ordered some cocktails. Probably a bad idea, already quite drunk. And we sat opposite each other and he leans in to kiss me. And I think, okay, sure. So I lean in to kiss him and then suddenly I hear this, my hair's gone over, like leant over the candle as I went to kiss him. And then my hair's just gone like
no!
that. Like it literally, I could just see it out of the corner of my eye. And like, it's so lucky that I don't wear hairspray because otherwise I would have probably lost my whole head. But to make matters worse, I just go, oh my God, my hair's on fire. And just like shout it across the bar. And everyone's turning to look. And I'm like, well, don't have anything to... And the poor postman is like whacking the side of my head, trying to put it out.
Oh my God.
He's just like smacking me. And I'm like...
You're like, oh, I love it. I love it.
Do this later. And I go,
Mom,
oh my God. And then I'm just kind of... It kind of stops. And like, fine. Like, as in, I'm so lucky. I only singed maybe like... that much of my hair. Really like good description for an audible thing.
Yeah.
A very small amount of my hair. Really, really lucky. But I'm sort of looking at him and I'm like, am I missing loads of the hair? And he's like, no, like you're fine. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I feel like that was really going on for a while. And he was like,
my hair's gone.
Yeah, like, what's happening here?
It was when I mean, hair. If there's ever a way to get out of snogging someone, it's that. Yeah, isn't there? Yeah. She's like, oh no! I'm on fire!
So I like just sat there and just kind of look at me. I'm looking at him and he just starts going conversation again normally and I'm like, blow the
still
candle
worried about
out.
Her. Yeah.
I'm like, why is that still there? I was like, move that across that table. I don't want to see that. Once he's gone to the toilet, I like messaged all my friendship groups, just sort of being like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what's just happened to me. I've literally just
which is the first thing that everyone would do. Yeah.
He's gone to the bathroom doing the same. Yeah,
he's like, this girl is crazy. Her hair is literally on fire at our day.
She's still here.
It must stank as well, you know, like that smell of burning smell. Hair.
Yeah. It stank for days as well. I just couldn't get rid of it. I was like, oh, rough. So I send a couple of these messages to my friends. I'm also obviously voice noting them immediately. I'm just like, oh my God. And then the next day, my friend puts it up on her Instagram story. She screenshots the text. She's like, I've literally never laughed so hard. This is so funny. Puts it on. And I just think, oh, it's quite funny. Like, I'll just repost it. So I reshare it to my story and I get a message off a lad I've not seen in about 6 years who I used to work with who said, yeah, I can confirm that this is true. I saw you were sat in the outdoor area of the bar.
Oh,
I saw
you
set on fire.
So it was not subtle at all.
God.
But how did you like get back into the date? Like, how do you like recover from that?
I don't know if we really, well, we kind of did because like, luckily I found it really funny. Like I'm one of those kind of people, I feel like if something tragic happens to me, I'm like, oh, I was
it's funny. Yeah. So did you see him again?
No, I didn't see him again. Oh, no. It was nothing to do with the hair and fire. He's a really nice guy. But he was planning to go traveling like 2 months later. And I was kind of getting slightly friendly vibes. And I thought, I don't want to like carry on with this. But I texted him being like, I'm really sorry. Like, I've had a really nice time. Because he asked to see me again. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry. I've had a really nice time. But like, I just feel like it's a bit more friendly. Like, good luck in Australia. I'll be back in the UK just setting my hair on fire at random bars. And to be fair, he was like, haha, that's fine. Uh-huh. Like, it was literally like a nice ending, like absolutely fine.
Oh my god, you two are great.
I know, my god. Should we close the tab then? We ask everyone this at the end. On a first date, who do you feel should pay the bill?
I always just have it. I don't think I've ever had anyone sort of, I feel like that's just natural. I feel like I do it with my friends, so I just do it on a date as well. I mean, by all means, if they're super rich and they wish to pay for me, delightful, wouldn't say no, but I always have to just go halves.
And that usually happens. You have to go halves and then that's the way it rolls.
Yeah. Or like, it's like, you buy a drink here, I buy a drink here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I buy you one back.
Got it. And you?
I have a code.
Of course she has. I was like, this isn't going to be straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much time we got? Basically, like, they won't know, but it's kind of depending on how well it's gone. So like, if it's gone really well and he like offers, like we go halves, like a sort of like, I guess like that would be fine. But if he offers, I'll let him if it's gone well, because I'm like, yeah, I will see you again. You know, like sometimes they're like, oh, well, you owe me a dinner or something like that. You know, like they do that, which would, I mean, I'd then not go, but like, fine. Like it can be sort of like leads into that, or I could say that as like, oh, I need to take you out. If I go halves, I basically don't want to see them again, really. Because I'm sort
I feel
of
like
just
a lot
like,
of people do that.
I'm like, we're like done dusted. And to be honest, like, I've never even really considered paying for it myself, to be honest. Like, I'll be like, if I've really keenly invited them, but also I've never done that. So, no.
Is that what you do then?
Yeah, I would, if I want to see them again, I would allow them to pay. Even though I really, really struggle with it. I'm like, just keep your hand on the table, because I just automatically go because I find it very uncomfortable. But when we go halves, I'm like, it's a friendship. For me, in my head, I've already gone there. Yeah. If he doesn't fight me on it, I'm like, oh, so annoying. Like, now we're in friendship mode. Because that's what I do with my friends. We go halves or I buy one dear meal and they buy the next one. But you haven't kind of figured that out on a first date yet. So
that's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah.
That is actually where I'm going wrong, because that's exactly what I just said. Yeah. It's like you do it really, like, with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, not thought that.
Yeah, but then you've not met anyone that you don't feel like goes past being a friend. So then.
Oh, yeah.
There's something, there's a pause, like when the bill comes, it's really hard.
Yeah, that awkward
it's
moment.
Just, you've just got to wait. And I am literally sweating inside, gritting my teeth. I'm like, don't fucking move. But there's something really powerful about that, because it their show what they want to do. And if they say, like, should we go halves? I'm like, he doesn't fancy me.
Yeah, we're done.
Whereas if he says,
yeah, but then I think they're damned if they do and damned if they don't these days. Because I think a lot of women don't like a man to assume that they're going to pay, and they want to be given the opportunity to pay, and some want to pay. Whereas, like, I think when I was dating, which is a really long time ago now, it was just like the man would automatically pay. There was no question about it. Mm. It was like, whereas I think times have changed. I think some men are probably too scared to offend and say, I'll get it. In case you're the type of woman that would be offended by that.
Totally. And I think that's why the pause is key. I think if you can wait it out, you'll see what their behaviour is, because their behaviour will show you everything that you need to know about the relationship.
I see
she
that.
Says as a single woman at 37, so I clearly know everything. On that note.
With that in mind, with all of the guys that we've spoken about today, so we've got Tony and we've got...
Oh, postman.
Yeah.
Who do we think is going to foot the bill? Who's paying the bill?
Tony.
The bed man,
Tony.
Bed man.
He's made himself at home, he might as well pay. You know, like, there he's paying go. The rent. Like, he's moved in. Well,
you're paying the rent because he stayed with you. But yeah, he should be paying for the bill, because you put him up for the night.
Yeah.
Exactly. You allowed him to use your space, your bed.
Yeah, let him
your toothpaste, your water.
To charge that.
Charge that toothpaste.
Book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so in agreement, Tony. Yeah.
Sorry, Tony, you're paying the bill. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Lovely speaking to you both. See you at some point in life.
See you never.
Bye.
Good luck. thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed it just as much as we have. I know you've got your phone in your hand right now, so just feel free to go on to wherever you listen to your podcast and hit that subscribe button and leave us 5 stars. From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates Podcast, hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hogue and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh. The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruna Pias, Kendra Steeb and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.